There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Don't You Know Who I Am? My name is Josh Earle, and just the top of the show, I just want to say a massive thank you to everyone who came down to the Imperial over the last 3 weeks during the Comedy Festival and donated some money for Red Kite. We raised $597.75, almost 600, which is a massive, massive thanks to you guys. Enjoy this episode. It's the last one of the season, so I'm going to take about 6 to 8 weeks off. And also, if you are listening to this the day it comes out, there are about another 5 more shows of Square Peg, and then that'll be it. So if you haven't seen it, I would love you to come and see it. It's nice when there's podcast people in the audience. Anyway, enough from me. Hopefully I'll see you around at a live show as well. Enjoy the episode. So thank you once again for supporting the show. For everyone who's shared it on Twitter, who's subscribed, who's put an iTunes recommendation or rating up, means an awful lot. You might not think it does, but it does. So thank you very much. Anyway, here's the episode. Thanks. Hello and welcome to another live edition of Don't You Know Who I Am? My name is Josh Earle, and this week online, if you've never been to the show before, I always search my name and see what people are saying about other Josh Earls. This week, there was some crazy Christian guy who tweeted 1,000 times, Jesus is exclusive, but also inclusive, hashtag Josh Earle. I don't know what it means. I do not know what it means. But joining me, like always, are 4 very funny guests. So let's welcome our guests on stage. Now, our first guest is a comedian, a writer, and tie maker. He shares his name with a guy in Auckland whose Twitter bio is drink, drink, and more drink. And I think is the first guest to have his own unofficial parody account, which has tweeted just once, and it was, I'm mad for cock. Please welcome Reese Nicholson. Yay. Hello, Reese.
Hello, Josh Earle. How are you?
I'm very good. Did you know about your unofficial account?
Yeah, we're friends. And also, there's a Reese Nicholson as well who's a jockey or like a horse racer, and I have Google alerts because
he comes up.
I'm a mess. And I always get like, oh, look, another one of my horses has come through. That's good news. Great news.
Our second guest is an American comedian and winner of the Best Newcomer at last year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival. He shares his name with a photographer and a financial advisor in Washington, who, according to his website, in his free time, enjoys volunteering for the Special Olympics and honing his holistic approach to wealth management. What a catch. Anyway, please welcome the other one. It's Alex Edelman. Hey, Alex.
Hey, man.
How are you? Did you know about the other Alex Edelman?
Yeah, he's a prick.
Yeah, okay, good. Joining us also is a comedian, a writer, an actor who shares his name with a biotech quality advisor in Ireland, a transport director in Bendigo, and a communications specialist in Chattanooga, which is just fun to say. But the one we have here is the very funny one from Brisbane. It's Damien Power.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, Damien, I must say, there's a lot of Irish people with your name.
Yeah, it's an Irish name, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets us to the bottom of it then.
Glad we sorted that out.
LinkedIn, there's like 30. They're all from Ireland. Okay.
I can't wait to see who shares.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally is a man who is a comedian, radio presenter, actor, and our second ever lawyer, although this one actually practiced law. Yeah, take that, Ronnie Chang.
So he's not good at it then, he's just practicing.
Well, people who searched his name on Google also searched for Arma Rahman, Fear of Brown Planet, and Waleed Ali, so they obviously work at the Green Guide. It is comedian and star of Legally Brown. It's Nazim Hussain, everyone.
Thank you very
very much. I like how you didn't say there are other people by the name of Azim Hussein, including a terrorist. There is a wanted terrorist called Azim Hussein. I don't know if he's wanted anymore or dead. But
so does that make you number one now?
I think so, yeah. If there's a Facebook page with the likes that have the most, like, that's me. That guy doesn't have Facebook like page.
He's got a lot of loves, though. Like, people are really
into some
people.
He's got 72 virgins worth of love.
Well, I like the other guy, but I will like you on Facebook.
Thank you very much.
Now, who in the audience here have actually listened to the podcast before? Yes, a few? Excellent. Yeah. Okay, so the rest of you are all coming to it fresh. So are these guys. So, we do a bunch of games. All the questions are based on these four guys, okay? Oh, so they learn so much about the other people, because comedians are the most narcissistic people in the world. So it's a good opportunity just to get them listening about someone else for a change. Okay.
It's going to be painful.
Our first game is called Social Meme Media. In this round, I read out social media statuses from all of you, and you have to buzz in if you think you know who it belongs to. Your name is your buzzer. Do not say buzz. It annoys everyone who listens at home when you say buzz. Okay.
Is it my name or the jockey's name?
Yep. Whichever you want to choose.
Okay, hilarious.
Cool. I'm going to do that. Fuck you.
Okay. You get a point if you get it right, if you're wrong, the person who actually wrote it gets the point. So remember, you can't buzz in for your own ones, so you need to get your poker faces on. Okay, our first tweet. Here we go. Who tweeted this? I've taken to calling question time white noise. Who tweeted that?
Damien.
Yes, Damien.
Nazim.
No, it was Rhys Nicholson.
A little bit more political than you thought.
You know, that's not me, because we don't fucking have question time in the United States.
You guys don't have questions, just answers.
Yeah. Damien heard the word white and he thought I'd say something.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect sense, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. There is a reason why I picked that one out of all his 10,000 tweets. Okay.
No retweets.
No. Oh, it was.
All right.
Yeah, it had six favourites as well. Okay, now next tweet. Here we go. I can count all my mistakes on one hand, providing I'm holding a calculator. Who wrote that?
Rhys.
Yes, Rhys.
Alex.
It was Alex.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. The fact that nobody laughed at that hurt me so much just now. I was like,
The front row laugh.
How did that do on Twitter?
I can't remember. I'm sorry. We can all check it out later, though.
I would definitely favor that.
Oh, nice. Thank you, Nazim.
I don't know about retweeting of that.
No, that's not a retweetable tweet.
Favoriting is the most passive-aggressive thing you can do on
the
internet.
No, it's not. It means so-so. It means okay.
It also means...
Oh, I think it's awesome. It just means that, like, someone's going to be like, you know, that's a better joke than you could ever come up with, Nazim. And I don't want to...
Wait, what?
I don't want to introduce my audience to a funnier guy.
Favoriting is a great way just to stop a conversation, stop from back and forth. All right, I favorite that. So you know I've seen it. I haven't said anything. That's it. That's stopped. That stopped the conversation. Yeah.
Okay. I feel bad for favoriting now. I favorite a lot. I feel really bad now.
All right, our next tweet. Who tweeted this? Nothing says, I will use your toilet and not buy anything like a backpack.
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Damien.
It was Damien, yes.
Oh!
How did you know that?
Because I know you in real life, so I just feel like...
How long have you known Damien for in real life?
About...
48 years.
Yeah, about a week.
A week, yeah. Okay.
We went to arcade ones with Ronnie Cheng. It was an intensity off.
Oh, as in like you played video games, not
we
just
did.
Like
it
went and shopped.
Yeah, just hung out in the block.
Is there an Aussie definition of arcade?
Like shopping mall.
The 1990s, I think.
I will assume that's funny because people laughed at that, but I don't understand it.
You sound like every member of my audience ever. I'll assume that's funny.
It's got the same rhythm.
Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes people.
By the way, that's a very funny tweet.
Well, a lot of
thank you very much, everybody.
I would have retweeted that.
Yeah, that's a retweeter, that one.
Okay, our next one, tweet 4. Kickstarter is world vision for white people.
Alex.
Alex, yes?
I'm going to go ahead and say that was Nazim.
It wasn't, but I'm so upset.
What? What?
Hey, I need you guys to write for me, okay?
How am I the whitest man on the panel right now?
Because you use so much stage makeup, it's unbelievable.
True. My head is about this big. Let's do visual things on the podcast.
It's fine. There's people in the room.
You're making me seem really race obsessed right now.
No, it's not racist. It's you having a go.
Hey, welcome to my world.
You're standing
Nazim
up.
Is not white, for those of you listening at home.
Yeah, for the podcast, I have a brown thing going on with my face.
Can we make my next one about cock or something? I've got to keep a brand up.
So I'm not using the unofficial account. I'm just using your account. Okay. All right, question 5. Here we go. A TV show I'm on is being played on this flight. Surely that's a reason for an upgrade.
Alex.
Yes, Reese.
Naveem.
That yeah. was Naveem. Yeah.
He's the only one of us on television.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The other two have been on telly. You, you've been on telly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You were on
yeah,
the,
I was on,
the,
on
flight.
The flight, and I legally Brown was playing, and I was in economy, and I pointed at the air hostess came past, and I was like, hey, and I pointed at my face on the screen, and then I pointed at my own face, and I was like, eh, and she just thought I was some weird guy.
Was like, she like,
hey, I kind of look like that guy, and she just walked off.
It was funny. When I got Spicks and Specs, Adam Hills wrote to me and said, hey, just be, it's going to be weird when you're going on a flight and the TV show's on. Luckily for me, that never happened.
Oh. Good podcast, though. Good podcast.
Yeah, I've got a podcast, don't I? Yeah. Okay, our next one. Here we go. 5 minutes into Dracula, and this might be the most racist film of 2014.
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
I thought that, sure.
It's Damien?
No, it's Nazeem.
Damn it!
Oh, really?
You motherfucker!
I can't even remember saying
you
that.
You sold it!
Yeah, it was definitely.
I was going to say Nazeem, and then he said something, and I was like, oh, it's Damien.
I don't even remember saying
that. Oh, wait, you've got a ghost tweeter. Yeah. You're not writing your own tweets. Mm. Heard it here first, folks.
Are you sure that wasn't tweeted by @Amarama?
Yes, Waleed Ali caught over. Yeah.
Matt O'Kine.
So I haven't seen Dracula. Is it? Is it like
yeah, just
the one white dude?
Well, I think they were trying to depict like the Ottoman Empire or something.
Okay.
And anyway, it's basically probably a lot of white people killing a lot of brown people, and naturally, I'm going to be upset because you know,
what's
I can't
the Ottoman
fight
Empire?
The screen, huh?
Ottoman Empire got
Ottoman
to do
Empire
with Dracula.
I think they were depicting the Ottoman Empire at the in the film.
Is that just like
okay.
a lot of
Ooh,
pieces
that's a
of
weird version of Dracula, man.
You have to watch Dracula to be offended by it, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, the Transylvanians have been upset about Dracula for years. Okay, our next question, question 7. The thing about food trucks is, when you eat the food, you can really taste the truck.
Damien.
Yes, Damien.
Alex.
That is Alex.
Fuck!
Yes.
Am I the only one writing jokes on this panel?
No. Reese has written some jokes, and Damien.
Oh, wait, do I get a point for him identifying that correctly?
No, you don't get.
Oh, okay, fine.
No.
Someone didn't listen in the meeting before the show.
Damien,
but that's retweetable.
Damien got a point. You're all off the mark. You're all going fine. Here we go. Our next one. Here we go. My family has a rich history of being poor.
Nazeem.
Yes, Nazeem.
Reese.
That was Reese. Yes.
Yeah.
How fat do I seem? When you really line it up, you're like,
yeah,
God, he's got a lot
I wasn't
of time
sure if it was gonna be. I was like, that's a joke, so it might be me, but I'm not sure.
Oh.
I just write so many jokes, I don't know when.
But it wasn't. But it wasn't high quality, so it might be me. I'm not sure.
Hey.
It was.
There we go.
Was your family poor, Reese?
Yeah. Have a look at me, because this is the face of someone who grew up poor and now has a little bit of money. It's like, fuck it, I'm going to become a monster about this.
If you're listening, Reese looks like a monster.
Yeah.
No, Reese is a very good-looking fella.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. All right.
He's the only one of us. Look at how the rest of us are dressed.
Is this an intervention right now? We've read your tweets. You seem a little bit sad. Let's throw some compliments
we're
at you for a little while.
Jeans. We're all wearing jeans.
That's true.
Okay. Oh, it's my bad.
Sorry. I didn't put the dress code. Sorry, I should have done that. Okay, next question. Who tweeted this to Barack Obama? You've been following me for forever, but you never retweet me. Come on, man. Who tweeted that to Barack Obama?
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
Was it Damien?
No, it was Alex.
Yeah.
I actually did think for a second that might have been me. I couldn't remember.
Did you favorite that in a really passive-aggressive way? Nothing.
Does Barack Obama just follow everyone? Is that what he does?
Yeah, everyone who voted for him, probably.
Oh, okay.
Now, do you hear...
no idea. Who knows that?
It's a tangent, but this is a story. There's some woman in America, a black woman, she got arrested.
No, here we go.
Here we go. always race-obsessed. Anyway... No. The cop said, "Where's your license?" And she said, long story short, she said, investment banker. She got put in a mental asylum because when she was trying to identify herself, she said, "Seriously, I'm an investment banker. I mean, Barack Obama even follows me on Twitter." And then they were like, "Sure, he does." And then they medicated her with like,
"What? Really?
He follows a lot of people on Twitter. That's a very reasonable reason."
Well, exactly right. So anyway,
his uncle got pulled over in a driving stop somewhere, and he tried to use. Barack Obama as my nephew as an excuse, and it made Fox News.
So. Okay, our last one for this round. Who tweeted this? Scientists prove there's no relationship between self-awareness and people who wear tight V-neck shirts.
Alex.
Yes, who wrote that?
Reese.
No, it was
Damien. Damien. You know how I knew? Because it had the sentence self-awareness in it. Yeah. And it was quite wordsy. And that's you.
That's no one
else on this panel.
You grew up poor. You guys didn't use big words.
Can I just
say? Yeah, it's true.
It's so much harder doing this show during Comedy Festival because you got to trawl through all the self-promotion to get to the actual tweets that aren't just, come and see my show, I'm sorry about the self-promotion.
Even when Comedy Festival's not on, there's just self-promotion.
Yeah, but normally there's a few
jokes.
What's
your ratio? What's your ratio of, outside of festival season, what's your ratio of self-promotion to humor?
2-1.
Okay.
Two.
I try to do it
five,
once.
That's
I
a
try
lot.
To do it. I try to do a lot of jokes, but they're never.
We know you like to do jokes.
Well, hold on, hold on. But they're not. But they're not of a quality. That's the problem. They're just something like this is a format of a joke. Let's just throw it out there.
Okay. Yeah. At the end of the round, the scores are Nazim, Damien, and Alex all on 2 points.
Yeah.
But in the lead is Reese Nicholson on 4 points.
Oh. Yeah. So I've never won anything in my life.
Bullshit.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
This makes up for you being poor as a kid.
How about this? Best dressed on the panel, you win right now.
Ooh, what do I win? Everything I see and everything I don't.
A handmade. I don't know what that means.
For those listening, Reese is doing creepy eyes looking at Alex.
No, they're called bedroom eyes, and it's just, you're being homophobic.
Okay, our next round is called Holiday, It Would Be So Great. Now, everyone goes on holidays, but they don't always go according to plan. So after the birth of his son, Damien Power went over to Estonia during their winter where the temperature averages about minus 10 degrees. So that's 14 degrees Fahrenheit for you.
Thank you.
Alex.
What?
Yeah, 14 degrees.
Why would you go there?
Well,
because it's where the...
That's where the child's mother is from.
Yeah, we didn't just go there randomly.
Yeah, so go, oh, we've had a baby.
Let's go to Estonia.
You've already left me because I didn't go on holidays because I grew up quite poor.
Yeah, you went where in Estonia were you? Were you in Tallinn?
Well, wait. There's more to the... It's not sorry, just that. I don't just read out a fact and then... Okay.
I should have listened to the meeting.
Damien.
Shut up, foreigner.
Damien. Does that feel
if
really
you don't
good
like
to say
it,
that?
Go home.
That feels good. That feels so good.
Feels
that
good, doesn't it?
Really
feels good.
I love
now,
it.
Now.
Oh, I feel Australian. This is the most Australian I've ever felt.
Bit more warmth to us now and then, Nazim.
He's from Boston. It's probably a rougher area than most of the people coming to our country are.
All right. So Damien, though, in the minus 10 degrees, went for a walk in a forest. But what happened while he was in the forest? Was it A, he slipped on some ice, rolled his ankle really badly, and had to wait for 3 hours until he was rescued? Was it B, on his walk, a pack of wolves came racing through the forest. Damien escaped by climbing a tree, and once he was in the tree, he was attacked by an owl. Or C, he had a wank in the forest. Okay, you can ask as many questions as you want of Damien, but bear in mind, if you get it wrong, he gets the point. So he can come away with this with 3 points.
So we're not collaborating, it's just individual.
You guys can vote individually. If you think A, you think B, go for it.
Can I pick D, all of the above? She's like, fuck, that was stressful. Oh, well, better knock one out now.
Well, look, C seems like the most obvious thing because... Damien's a bit of a wanker. Like, I'm joking. I should tweet that. Hey.
It's a pretty good joke.
That's just there to... I think that's there to throw.
I have a question.
Yeah. Okay.
How sexy were these trees?
Were they one of them titty trees? You know, those titty trees that go...
Do you think... Okay, so, first of all, can we can ask serious questions?
Ask it.
All right. Where in Estonia was this?
Well, we weren't like
hold
a
on.
We weren't like in Tallinn.
Okay,
like
you're
I don't know the name of the area off the top of my head, but there's not much in Estonia.
How
there's only about 2 million people in the whole of Estonia.
I was there a month ago.
Really?
It was horrible.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
I got the first anti-Semitic heckle of my entire life.
They're very.
I'm sorry about that. I was really drunk.
It worked, mate. No, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, so
you were doing
tell me where
stand up in Estonia?
Yeah, to about
yeah, an
600
Aussie guy
people.
Runs a club, right?
Yeah, Louis Zarazan.
Right. And what was it like doing stand up in Estonia?
Good, except for the anti-Semitic heckle.
It was really probably not as bad as being attacked by an owl after climbing up a tree.
Yeah.
I don't that's the thing. I'm not sure I buy the fact that an owl was
okay, but you know
less
what? Damien would have exaggerated, right? An owl would have seen him as he was on the tree and just walked towards him. And when he came off the tree, he would have told his friends, oh, an owl attacked me.
What's with this man?
Did
why
you guys, did you guys
you
have a fight off stage?
Why are you turning on
this over? That's why I believe that it is the owl one. I think it's the owl.
A wank in the forest seems like insane in negative 14 degree weather
because
you'd have
so
to
cold,
sort of be like that.
It'd be an icicle, so you'd have to like literally snap it off. That would be... You could literally kill someone with it. You could make a jagged, spermy dagger and kill someone with it. This is what I do when I come to other people's podcasts.
I don't know if this story was a good choice, actually.
It's a great choice. Because the thing is, check out his muscles. He's got some big arms. He can climb a tree.
Not really.
Is his right arm much bigger than the other arm?
The size of the arms, yeah.
They're not really that, like, chunky, that's not a very big arm, really.
All right, I have a question. Have you or have you not?
Just ask the question, Alex. You don't need to announce. I'm going to listen to your question.
Are you done yet?
Okay, there we go.
Have you ever masturbated in a forest before?
Prior
to your visit to Estonia, I'm trying to establish. Lawyer will back me up. Lawyer will back me up. I'm trying to establish a precedent.
Is this a precedent?
Well, you can answer it however you want, but you could throw him off by
forest
saying
slash
okay,
slash
okay, yeah. Okay.
Have you ever masturbated out of doors?
I've
so overwhelmed by like the great.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I've masturbated outdoors. There, I said it. I've had sex in a forest as well.
Yeah, but we didn't. Now you've just tried it. Like, but you've masturbated.
I've definitely masturbated.
Looking at nature.
I've never masturbated.
Looking at nature.
Just like what a sunset. Like,
it's not like that, is it?
Ah, the morning dew and low morning dew. Just like
every man in this room right now is wanked somewhere outside.
That's true. Is not true.
It is
incorrect. Incorrect.
I've never wanked outside, but I did
somewhere
have to think
outside.
About
whether
he's nodding his head.
There's a guy in the front.
You wanked outside.
Thank God,
sir.
Don't tell me, Reese, you
haven't
wanked somewhere
outside.
I've never
masturbated in a forest.
Outside.
It's in Estonia.
Oh, no, you're lying to me.
Okay, we're gonna.
I appreciate the help, man.
Okay, you go. You go. You go.
Any more questions before I close the floor? Questions.
I've got a question.
Yes.
Does Alex have any more questions?
I do. I have many.
No, I don't
and
know.
And the stenographer will read my remarks back. We will see that.
What was A again?
A was he. Oh, here it is.
Sorry.
He,
A was he rolled his ankle
ice,
and had to wait.
His
for,
ankle.
Yeah.
See, I reckon. See,
waited
these,
3 hours.
These are games always where that you could like that could be kind of the more obvious one, but then we go, no, that's the more obvious one, so we're not gonna go there, and then you come back and you're like, it was the obvious one.
How is C not the obvious one?
C's the obvious
one. That's a good point.
Alright, so we're gonna lock in. What are you locking in,
B.
Nazeem?
I'm locking B. He fought in hell.
I think B. If you had a wank
Alex
in a forest, I'm gonna kill you.
I don't buy the attack. I don't buy the attack by the owl, so I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna go with A.
You're gonna go with A. The correct answer was C.
Damn it! Don't fuck That's yourself.
True. Now hang on a second.
Did the other two things happen as well?
Now look, I'm gonna need some backup here from Josh because
can I get a point for not B?
No.
Okay. Anyone who's had a kid knows that in the first fucking especially the 6 months,
you don't want to have sex with the moms. You're a creep, so you go into a forest.
Not that you don't want to. It's that sometimes, like medically, you cannot.
It's all broken.
And then what happens is on your computer, on your desktop, you've got a picture of your kid, so you don't even want to do it on that as well because every time you close down, you go, "Oh, there's my kid." Oh.
How are you on Team Forest Wank over here?
No, he
how
gets
are you
it, man.
Pro
no,
Estonia.
Tell me you don't get. You get it, right?
I never wanked in a forest, but I feel toey occasionally.
Hang on a second. Let's just clear up the circumstance here. It's
did
minus
you walk
10
into the forest with
let him explain.
Whoa. Just let me. Let me defend myself.
No, I think we should end the segment there and move to the next thing.
I want to hear what Damien has to say about
look,
this.
All I'm saying is that if you're staying with your in-laws that don't speak English and they live in a tiny ex-Soviet apartment where you can't leave because it's minus 10 outside and there's snow up to the windows, you're going to wank in a forest. That's all I'm trying to say.
But wait a second. Did you go into the forest with the express purpose
to
wank?
No, I didn't go into the forest with the express purpose for a wank. I
you
got
thought
deep
you
into
killed
the forest.
Two birds with one jizz or
was
something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, as the only gay man...
Because by the time the jizz had hardened, it became...
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Like a rock.
Yeah, I want to know, did it freeze before it hit the ground?
I didn't check whether it was frozen. I wasn't like, oh, is my cum frozen? I'm not that sick.
Can I say, as the only gay men on the panel, we're often described as perverts. I've never had a wank in a forest before.
I don't think that that's that crazy.
I've sucked a lot of dick. I'm gonna stick with,
I don't think that that's
because
that crazy.
Because forests in that part of the world are protected areas, and you don't want to introduce a foreign element to that.
I've never wanked into a forest or a bush.
Yeah, you've been in more trouble.
No, you haven't.
Australian customs would have a problem.
You two are a lot younger than Damien and I. Now, when we were growing up...
48 years old.
Damien?
33.
There was so much porn to be found in the bush, okay? There was so much. So he's not the only
Isn't
person who's had a wank.
Isn't Australia huge, though?
Yeah, yeah. So there's plenty of outback.
Is it just scattered across the outback at irregular intervals?
What a
intervals?
Day it was when you found a bag full of porn. Anyway.
It's true. No, it's actually
I know,
true.
We can't move on from that.
Hold on.
No, I'll leave it for another episode.
All right.
Okay. I can't give away all my
Dedicated
stories.
Dedicate a whole episode to that.
Yeah.
Fuck, I hope everyone else's stories are as embarrassing as that.
Okay. At
I'm
end
not
of
the
round,
only one who wanked in a forest.
At the end of that round, the scores are Nazim on 2 points, Alex still on 2 points, Reese on 4 points, Ooh. But way in front now is 5 points. It's Damien
Lowe.
Damien Power. Damien
Power,
I mean.
He's not way in front. He's in front by 1 point.
Well, he came back very well. Okay. Yeah. Our next round is called Knowing Me, Knowing You. In this round, I read out something that's happened to someone on the panel, and you have to say whether it happened to me or to someone else. If you answer correctly, you get a point. Incorrectly, the person whose story it may or may not be about gets the point, okay? So you get
you,
them individually.
When you say it happened to me, you as in the
me,
royal
as in Josh.
Josh.
Earl. Okay. Yes. Okay.
And so we buzz in when we've got an answer?
Well, it's only going separately. You get it individually. So to Nazim.
Could you explain the rules?
Nazim, here you go. You'll pick it up. It's very easy.
Okay.
Edit. Was it Alex or was it me who woke up with a severe hangover in a different city to which they started the night in, but have no recollection of how we got there? Now, you can ask us questions.
Okay.
Did that happen to me or did it happen to Alex?
So I'm prohibited from answering.
You can answer as well. You can answer.
Wait, can I buzz in?
No, you can't buzz in. Because
well, because it's about
you. You know if it's true or not. But this is for Nazim to ask.
Do you often get drunk in a
yes.
different city?
Well, I get drunk in a city. I don't get drunk in a... I don't go, oh, I'm going to go get drunk in a different city and try and work my way home. No. I get drunk in the city and then...
Have you ever wanked in a bush?
Define... No, okay.
George Butner.
I'm more of a Jeb man. More questions. No, this is just for Nazim.
Oh, okay.
Fave.
So you can ask questions to Alex.
So you get read it again real quick.
Okay, so was it Alex or I?
Yep.
Well, Alex and me, who woke up with a severe hangover in a different city to which we started the night in, but we have no recollection of how we got to that city.
Okay, cool. I still don't know anything about alcohol, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But just play that card all night long, Nazim.
When was the last time... Have you been overseas with your child?
No, I haven't. But that's...
Because I'm assuming you're a responsible dad, but...
Yes.
Well, we all know this fuck know. Over here is using his kid. And
it's Monday night, and he's
to masturbate amongst fauna.
But never been overseas with that.
Cities, though, we're not. You can be in a different city in
the
same state.
Okay. Have you ever been interstate?
Oh, really? Yes, I've been this. Many
have,
times.
Have you ever gotten drunk with your son?
This happened to put you off the sun one. I've got two, but this happened before my son. Okay.
Oh, so it did happen to him.
No. To either of them.
Sorry, everyone.
It happened.
Time wise.
Yeah.
It could have been either of us.
It wasn't like last week. It could have been either of us.
But you just kind of admitted it was you.
Well, or am I bluffing?
I think you're not. I think you're just trying to say you're bluffing because you fucked it up.
So you're gonna say it was.
I'm going to say it was you.
It was Alex Edelman.
Oh. Hey!
Oh!
Yeah, I've played this game before.
Whoa.
A point there for Alex. Where, what city did you start in, Alex?
There were two times. So the first time was in Paris, and I woke up in Brussels. And the second time was in Detroit. And I told you that I woke up in Philadelphia, but that's not strictly true. I woke up halfway between like
the
Philadelphia.
The movie Philadelphia?
No, Jesus. That's your kind of night.
Hey, be safe, kid.
I woke up, I started drinking in Detroit and I woke up somewhere in Pennsylvania. And both times I was fine.
It was
did
great.
You, did you do your own? Did you find the clues and work out what happened?
You know what? I kind of did for Brussels, yeah. But I still have almost no idea.
So you still have your own Hangover movie just waiting to.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's the most. The Hangover took place in Las Vegas, yeah. And I woke Brussels. Up in a steel town in Pennsylvania. So that's not a better story. Yeah. But right. I know what happened was I think I boarded with my Eurorail card. In Paris, you know, like, oh, I
get it. Things
the
are going
right
well.
To get
fucking
on the train. Yeah.
Okay, to Alex, was it Damien or was it me who, when we were 17,
if there's a masturbation story, it's definitely Damien. Okay.
We were in a dance recital where our costume was bubble wrap filled with jelly, or as you would say, jello. During the first performance, the dancers rolled on the ground, popping all the bubbles and leaving jelly all over the floor, making it very dangerous for the rest of the dance. Was that me or was that Damien?
Oh.
You can ask us questions.
Damien.
You're going to go just straight away with Damien.
Yeah.
Okay. It was me.
What?
Well, you can ask questions.
Wait, explain. What?
Well, I was in a performance and it was called...
I just didn't... can I be honest? I just didn't want to know more than that.
Well, I'll tell the people here, the people listening. Because I was in a 17. It was a bunch of 17-year-olds.
Oh,
and it
God.
Was for Taz Dance, Oof. Which is a professional dance company.
Taz Dance.
And they called
Shout
it.
Out.
They called it Fish Fingers.
Oh dear!
I know,
oh,
and we were under the sea creatures, and so they looked like scales. And because it was like that was a really short turnaround, they said we can't practice in it. But so first night, just go out there in your costumes, pop, 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 pop. Oh, oh yeah, and it was the weirdest dance ever. And so hey,
got that on tape.
Somewhere, I'm sure they filmed it. Yep, I probably wouldn't want to watch it.
I knocked
yes,
a girl unconscious
unless you're in the
when I was six.
True story. Oh.
Wow, dark story, actually. Yeah. Kind of a little bit.
All right,
edit,
next one.
Edit point.
Okay, to Damien. Was it Reese or was it me who, when we were travelling, we stayed with a friend who introduced us to her neighbour, who, she said, knew everyone and was going to show us a night out. We asked her what he did for a job and she replied, I think he works for the government. Over the course of the night, it became very clear that he was a high-level drug dealer. Was it Reese or was it me?
That's definitely him.
Oh. My feeling is definitely Reese.
It's definitely Josh.
Remember that I grew up poor.
Josh, have you done a lot of drugs?
That's not a relevant question.
From 22 to 23, I had a
well,
I had
could
a bad
be the
breakup.
Circles he's hanging in.
I had a very
yeah,
bad
really
breakup.
Old neighbors,
high level drug dealers. You don't just find yourself.
And it's not Reese. It's definitely Josh. It sounds like a life experience. And like, I mean,
you think he's too young to.
Yeah, because statistically, it's better to assume that it's a very specific life experience with like old neighbors. And I feel like Reese is like.
Well, it depends
how
on
how old are you? Are we the
second,
same age?
1 second. I feel like Reese is like tactile enough to pick up if someone's a drug dealer right away and not have it become apparent over the course of a thing.
Reese, did you hang around because you're from Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
Oh wait, it was Reese. It was definitely Reese.
I grew up
Reese.
Quite poor.
Ah, you
poor.
See. And yeah. did you have many dodgy mates?
He grew up poor.
So.
No.
Not really. No. No. Not like. I mean.
You didn't look, have
there many dodgy mates. I mean, there was a lot of methamphetamine.
It was boring poor. It was boring poor, but not crime poor, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Steel Town kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Crime porn is way worse
what do you,
than porn.
What do you reckon, Damien?
I'm going to go with Reese.
It was Reese Nicholson.
Yeah! It was in America. It was a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it was in America, in New York. And this friend of ours that like I'd known for years, she lived there, and she's very like very naive kind of girl. And she's like, we'll go out with my housemate, with my neighbor Bradford. We went out with him, and he was
Bradford,
so clearly
such a drug dealer name.
So, yeah, yeah. And he, like his name was definitely Brad, but he took us into like this VIP rooms and places, and we just kept moving back and back into the smaller rooms, and the bouncers kept getting bigger, and the rooms kept getting smaller. Like we were until this tiny room, like bigger than this. But like,
just Alice in Wonderland.
Tiny room.
Yeah, he's just reciting the plot.
He like Bradford like pulled us aside and to my boyfriend and I away from Emily, this girl. I mean, Angela. and was like, I know that Emily, she's an angel, but you boys like to party. So he gave us like a little baggie of coke, and we. Were
sounds like,
a
scene cut from American Gangster.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty, except with nicer suits. And and we went to this little cubicle and did a little bump each and came out, and then Bradford, this is where it took a turn. He went, "What color was the bag I just gave you?"
Oh.
We're like, oh, it used to be kind of like white, but now it's pretty transparent. Is that a color? There's none left, Bradford. And he said, that wasn't cocaine I just gave you. That was ketamine.
Oh, nice.
So we had ketamine. A very different night. Yeah. Coke would have been like, what, 20 minutes of confidence and maybe I'd get a jog in.
And you were just trapped in
I did like I yeah, and it turned out that night I thought we'd had like this incredible sex, and it worked out we hadn't had sex at all. I just fucking humped a rug.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my drugs. Yeah, that's my life experience. This is Alex Edelman. Yeah.
Okay, so
thieves and horses, ketamine.
Yeah. I'll get stuck in your K. Oh, I'm sorry, I was about to say K hole.
At a point, isn't that a Korean pop station?
Okay, Therese, was it me or was it Nazim who got in a fight with some gangsters in Hong Kong?
Nazim.
After two of our friends were traveling with, who we were traveling with, kicked over a sign for a brothel. Was it Nazim or was it me?
It's gotta be Nazim.
You can ask questions.
So, kicked over a sign of a brothel, and that's why the fight kicked off, right?
Yeah.
Now you are not a fighty man at all, but you are very polite. So if someone was, you could kick off for that reason, maybe. They're just like, no, you don't knock over the sign, man. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
For those listening at home, he's talking to Nazim, because apparently I'm a fucking wild man.
Yeah. I've seen you do ketamine. That's not true. Allegedly. I think it's Josh.
You're going to say
Josh.
Me?
Yes.
It was Nazim Hussain.
Oh. I didn't just get in a fight with these trier guys. I kicked the shit out of one of them. I was on a law students competition and
that started so gangster and ended so lame.
But listen, it gets crazy.
I kicked this guy's ass at a law students conference.
There's two guys and one of them wanted to go into a brothel, and then he, long story short, the price downstairs on the neon sign was different to the price that he was quoted at upstairs. So he came down and said, that's misleading and deceptive conduct under section 56 of the Fair Trade. And then he kicked over this neon sign. They ran away, and then we all stopped and started laughing. And then I turned around, gangsters were there. By the time I turned back, my chest had run away.
How did you know they were gangsters?
Because they were running towards me with knives. And
so maybe they could have just been
customers.
They were chefs. They could have been chefs.
They could have been unhappy diners wielding cutlery.
How dare you?
I actually didn't ask, and I wouldn't have.
It doesn't include VAT. Sorry.
Brothels are quite well known for their culinary delights.
Hey,
you don't
I have
know.
A question. Can I ask a question?
Yes. Oh my God. Okay. Alex.
No. What?
Can I have a question? Can I move seats?
Yeah.
For those of
back.
You listening, Josh is sitting very close to Alex Edelman.
Actually, right. I changed my mind. It's quite nice.
All right, fine. Forget about it.
You want a question?
No, I just want to ask. I saw a sign in Fitzroy today that said that the building, it was a for sale sign, and the building said it came with a brothel license. Are brothels legal in Australia?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
are you serious?
In some cities, I think.
Yikes.
Yeah, Melbourne. Yeah, because they
Reese answered that so quickly.
There's a massive sign on Punt Road, which was.
Wait, what?
On Punt Road. Punt. Punt Road.
Punt.
There's a massive sign for a brothel, so they wouldn't advertise that if it wasn't.
I was like, obviously, that's where brothels would be.
Yeah.
Why didn't they call the brothel what it so clearly should be called?
What?
I feel like
Lord of the
I don't want you've got such a nice face, I don't want to say it in front of you.
Thank you. That's
Cunt on Punt.
Yeah.
Anyways.
There is a pub called the Pint on Punt. It could have been next door. Okay. At the end of that round, the scores are Nazim on 3 points, Alex on 3 points, Reese on 4 points, but getting his lead even wider on 7 points is Damien
Powell.
Oh. Yeah, eat that, suckers.
Is this over?
No, there's one more
round. Is
this
over?
There's one more. You can get him back. You can get him back.
That's
in this
what I meant.
Round,
let's beat the shit out of him after
the
show.
Hey, what
and
the
then
fuck?
Take him to the forest and jack off on his face.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that bullshit fucking story is? Is the reason you're ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
3 points. Well. That's
that like the most horrifying thing a mobster would do. Like, hey, we're going to make him sleep with the fishes. Hey, we're going to take him out into the forest and jack off onto his face.
And then we'll get an owl to fight him.
Oh, man. I'm really regretting this story.
You should.
It's good.
You should. I'll never look at you the same way again.
This round is called Who. So I'm going to read out 10 questions. Mm-hmm. Based
morales.
On your life. Yeah, you're going to love it. Okay, so they're all based on your lives. If you think you know who it is, you buzz in. You say your name, you buzz in. You can't answer the ones that are about you. Yeah. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you get a point off. It's the only round you lose points.
Oh, this is where we can take you
Damien.
Down.
Damien.
Get it wrong, Damien.
Yeah,
our
Damien.
First question is this one. Who here has had military training?
Damien.
Yes, Damien.
Alex.
It was Alex. Yes, you are right. Yes. Point there for Damien.
What Israeli Defense Force? Kind of
yeah.
Compulsory. Oh, no. It is good we did not sit them next to each other.
Okay. I would just be occupying his seat by the end of the night.
Like we have some sort of wall between. Anyways.
How long did you have to do the training for?
I did it for a few weeks and a few weeks at a desk, which sucks, and then just a few weeks with a gun, which
sucks.
How did you know?
Oh, you got the gun stuff as well.
Yeah. Because they teach you all the rules of engagement, because some people have complained about the level of customer service offered by the Israeli Defense Forces. So you have to learn all these rules.
Palestinians.
You can't just kick in. It's not the New York City Police Department. You can just like kick in a door and shoot.
That's all right. We've already broken one glass.
No,
oh,
fine.
Shit. Alex just threw a glass at Nazim. This has gotten real bad.
He was just defending himself.
He deserved it. He was looking at me funny.
It was a preemptive strike.
Yeah.
Okay. Our next question. Whose mother was a nun? Whose mother was a nun?
Oh, it wasn't me.
I can't answer my own question.
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Stop looking at me.
It's not going to be Nazim. I think it's going to be... Reese.
It was Damien Power.
Ah, yeah. Reese's family was poor. You have to.
We're getting crushed at this.
Actually,
point.
But yeah, poor's a pretty nun.
Poor motherfuckers are nuns. Don't worry about that.
A little stroke in the middle of that sentence. Sorry about that.
I'm not that rich either, by the way. I'm like somehow become the rich guy.
You're from Brisbane.
All right, next question.
I'm from Brisbane.
Yeah, because Brisbane.
Is that meant to be
so
rich or poor? What is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Who ran their own IT company? Who ran an IT company?
Alex.
Yes,
stop
Alex.
Stop looking at me, Alex.
Alex's racial profiling again. Using his IDF training. First rule.
Alex, put the gun down. The gun down.
Is it Nazim?
No, it was Damien. Oh!
Okay, I am pretty
Alex
rich. I'm
building.
Pretty rich.
How long did you do that for?
4 years, 3 or 4 years.
How are you
still
living?
I did an IT degree as well.
Oh, yeah. IT yeah. degree.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff did you do?
Software development.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I added that noise on the end. That was my attempt at a geek noise.
Okay, we're going to move this along. Okay, who here recently got a tattoo on their chest?
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Reese.
Yes, okay. Reese was. What was it, Reese?
It is
here it comes.
Exactly what you think it is. By the way,
is it a penis? Please be a penis.
It is how to tie a bow tie.
Oh my god, that's the gayest shit ever.
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Also, much hairier than you expect me to be.
Yeah. Holy fuck!
That.
But this is actually really
nice. For
people
at home,
this is actually a really nice bow tie tattoo.
Oh man,
I hate tattoos.
Hey, Reese, can I just rub your chest for a second?
Yeah,
please. I just want to feel that. That's so
hairy.
Those
are actually the pinkest.
Those are the week three of the festival. It's just nice to be touched.
Hey, Reese, can I? I just.
What are you looking at my titties for?
I'm just
fluorescent pink.
Tattoos. The audience is throwing money at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex, put the gun down.
Our next question. Who eats Nutella and banana every day?
Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Damien.
No, it's Nazim.
Every morning.
I thought you could have... Oh, yeah, wait.
No, it's Paul.
So I'm just... My strategy is now to just get every question.
That's fine.
Eventually, I'll fluctuate.
Okay, next question. Whose favourite teacher used to make the class meditate for 45 minutes each morning while she read the paper?
Alex!
Reese.
Yes, Reese.
I'm going to go with Damien.
No, it was Nazim Hussain.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be Nazim Hussain.
That was definitely... Yeah.
That does sound familiar.
Really? Look at... Okay.
Okay.
Primary school.
Our second last question. Who here is a huge fan of The Amazing Jonathan?
Nazim.
Yes, Nazim.
Alex.
Alex, yes, it is Alex, yes.
You were about to answer
yourself. You were about to
answer
your own fucking question.
I was like,
I know this one.
I know this one for sure.
Okay, and our final...
Hold on, has everyone seen him?
Yeah, he's big in Australia.
Is he really?
He used to come out and
good
do
on ya. Isn't that something you say?
Good
yeah.
on ya.
Good on ya.
Yeah. He's come out and do this show.
You don't know who he is? He's hilarious. He's a comedy magician.
You're
he's
terrifying.
Shut
that
up. He's a comedy magician. He's passing away right now, but like
right now.
What do you mean passing away?
Like he's terminally ill.
We're all terminally
but he's doing
ill.
This like run of farewell shows. And my favorite joke of his is he'll bring an audience volunteer up on stage. It's always a tiny joke, but it's so funny. Where like as the audience volunteer is approaching the stage, like clearly uncomfortable, he'll always go, "Hey, you look like the motherfucker that killed my parents." And then when the guy gets on stage, he'll go, "Just kidding. I kill my parents. Come over here." It's really great.
That's a
I have a question. Yes. Is that story over?
No, but the game
have some respect for the dead.
We have one more question, and last dead. Question. Who here has made a dick of themselves in front of their comedy idols? Who made a dick of themselves in front of their
Nazeem?
Comedy idols? Yes, Nazeem.
Matt Okine.
retweet.
You're going to get a point for that.
I'm
going to
quote retweet that.
But
that's
it was in fact Reese Nicholson.
Who was it? Because I've done that too.
All three of them. Sarah Silverman made a dick of myself. I met Louis C.K. made a dick of myself. Louis C.K. was playing the Comedy Store in Sydney, and he came, and everyone was so excited that he was going to play there, and it was me and Michael Workman sitting backstage, and he came back and he was like, and you just want to meet, when you work in this industry, you just want to meet your idols in like a professional way, like doing a show with them. And I was on stage, we were backstage, and he came in and just went, oh, hey, you guys on the show? And I just went, oh, no, we just got really shit seats.
And that's hilarious.
It's fine, but you don't try and be funny to the funniest man in the fucking world.
That's
and he
funny.
Just, kind
that's
of, like, to his credit, just kind of went, oh, yeah. And then just kind of walked up on stage and walked out. And Michael Workman looked at me with this look of like, you fucked it up. You. And then Maria Bamford, I met her, and she just, like, she's the reason I do comedy. And she just seen Russell Kane's show. And I said that.
Did you tell her that? That's.
I'd said that I'd seen Russell Kane the night before, and that he wore two tight jeans, and I could see his dick the whole time. And that's the first thing I said to the reason I do comedy. Like, oh, I saw a dick last night a lot on stage, that you saw the same dick tonight while on stage.
This is not embarrassing. This is not that embarrassing.
But they all ended with silence and walking away.
Who cares?
We're running out of time.
You didn't wank in a forest in front of Sarah Silverman, did you?
All right, here we go. At the end of the game, the scores are
God,
in fourth place. On 1 point is Alex Edelman.
Fuck yeah! Fuck you.
On 3 points is Reese Nicholson. In second place is Nazeem Hussein on 5 points. We get a winner, Damien Power, on 8 points.
Yeah,
Damo.
By the way, that is not a bad. Those are not bad comedy. Like that's funny.
Sarah Silverman.
Alex, did you hear when I said we're running out of time?
God, okay. No, I don't know what the moral
Sarah
of this podcast
Silverman.
Is.
Running out. There's
this guy
freaking
wanks
in
the forest and he wins. Fuck this.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
He deserves it. Okay.
I have a question. Is the show over?
Yes, it almost is.
All right,
fine. Kate Dennett's coming in and she's very funny. I don't want to annoy her. Okay, so thank you very much for coming along to the live podcast. Now, this show is, like, it's free to get in, but it costs money to get out. And it is all the money, it's going to charity, which the charity is Red Kite, which is a children's cancer charity, and it's gone to their music therapy program. So if you find the show funny, please donate some money. Like, you know, you've at least had, like, you pay $8 for a sandwich. You've had more entertainment than a sandwich, okay? That's what I'm trying to say.
Not from me. Maybe from that Matt Okine joke, which is fucking stellar.
There's going to be a jug at the end. Can you please donate? Also, give up for all our guests. We had Nazeem Hussein, Damien Power, Alex Edelman, Reese Nicholson. They are all doing shows in the festival. The festival's going for one more week. Try and get along. All
give it
shows
up for Josh Earl.
Give it up for Josh Earl.
We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to Don't You Know Who I Am. I've been Josh Earl.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.